But I think that was the fruit basket I sent one time. and there was, you know, boxes of cereal and all the cereal not contained in the boxes. It was a hellhole that he moved out of.
Yeah, that's what I tell you.
Now he's got his lovely new mom and grandma fixed up apartment. You know, that we were putting shelf paper down. We were very busy nesting for him. And we went to Salvation Army today, and we got him another dresser. Only here's something we didn't know.
What?
Art and I are in the pickup truck bringing the dresser back from the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And we didn't realize till we got to his apartment that when we turned a corner fast, the drawers went flying along the highway. So we had to go back and find some drawers.
Oh, wow.
Hey, is that him? Would you put him on for a second?
Yeah, hold on.
Sounded like he was yodeling in the background.
He was loud.
Oh?
I think he was doing the, which is our idiot sound, our Sam Huff sound effect.
This is Sam Huff.
No offense, Sam.
Of course not.
It's our Barney from The Simpsons sound effect. So listen, here's all I have to ask you. What are you doing with Mom's booty shorts?
I didn't know that I had them.
Okay. How's your girlfriend?
She's doing well.
Okay, because I just have to tell you, I have to be honest with you, son. When Mom said that she found her booty shorts down there in your laundry,
yeah.
I had to play this tape.
Homo.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I've told you before, I love you and accept you no matter how mm-hmm. you are.
I'm comfortable in my sexuality. No, I wasn't wearing Mom's booty shorts.
Okay.
Although I would look good in them.
Okay, well,
did your mom,
Homo.
Your mom do a good job on your old place?
Oh, she did a great job.
She's a great cleaning lady, isn't she?
Great Mother's Day.
You do anything for her on Mother's Day? Like take her out to the track or anything like that?
I know where they went last night.
We went to Applebee's.
Oh, there you go.
You know, Frida was happy about that.
That's good.
And there's blue laws down here, so you can't even have a drink.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I got that call last night. I said, how's it going? Fine. We're at Applebee's. We're like a 10-hour wait because it's the only place open. And they don't serve booze.
But you don't need booze because they top their steaks.
All right, bud. Well, make sure you tell Mom how much you appreciate all the stuff she's doing for you.
Oh, I have.
All right. Very good. All right. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Do you want to talk to Mom?
Yeah, let me talk.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Oh. She wants the verb.
Here's like a party.
Here she is. Hello.
Yeah, Applebee's last night, some Mother's Day, exhausted and starving, the waiter comes over and says, so what can I get you to drink? And I say, do you have Grey Goose vodka? Oh, it's Sunday, ma'am. He looks at, you can't drink on Sunday.
Yeah, blue law is still alive.
That's what's so weird about South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Because the other 6 days of the week, seriously, you can go into a store at 6 o'clock in the morning and
right.
say, hi, I'd like 87 beers.
Right.
They go, sure, here you go. Would you want eggs with that?
It's a strange state.
Of course. You know, we're sitting in the bar. He's asking if I want something to drink. And I said, oh, well, all right, I guess water, bottled water. Bottled water? What are you stupid Yankee talking about?
Yeah, but you can get sweet tea. You get all the sweet tea you want.
It's the worst Mother's Day ever. You got two cranky old ladies there, my mom and me, wanting just a drink, and they leave you at the bar where they have pictures of all their little drinks. So we're just looking at the little the drawings of
that is cruel.
Maybe you are really great to do that. And thank you for doing that. And I'm sorry it was not the best Mother's Day you've ever had. I was saying earlier it was one of the finest I've experienced.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, well, it's well worth it. We got the summer just to frolic, me, you, and Grandma all in
a house
together.
As you know, that's always been my master plan.
Password is rowdy.
That's been my master plan. Get married, have a kid, and then right when he moves out and go to college, have my mother-in-law move in.
Yeah, very exciting.
I call it the I'm never alone plan.
she doesn't smell. Look on the bright side.
That's a good thing. You got to accentuate the positive.
Okay, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye-bye. Well, there she is. Sounds like everybody's happy.
What's a delicate way of saying this? My mother-in-law does smell.
Really?
But it's that standard old lady perfume smell.
Rose perfume.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
There is the smell.
Incidentally, you can't get that in the stores. I think like when you turn 70, they ship it to you.
Yeah, they do.
It's like a requirement. I think it's sent out by the Social Security Administration.
It's an implant.
Boy,
yeah.
If I was
an implant,
yeah,
yeah.
Simple surgery, outpatient,
behind the ear.
Sometimes.
And, you know, I know that there's that that commercial. My family loves yelling at me about that commercial. The dumb Budweiser commercial. Wearing too much cologne, man.
Wearing too much cologne.
Yes, every time that commercial's on, they say, Dad, that's
you,
not
Mr.
you.
You, Mr. Wearing Too Much Cologne, man.
Hey, how about something for the senior citizens in our audience, huh?
Yeah.
How about something for that?
Oh, it makes me sad. Yeah.
Why?
Now think of Aline. Whenever we have this discussion.
Talk about rose water? Absolutely.
I mean, her rose perfume.
Alan Cunningham, that old carny.
Fantastic. That perfume was the greatest. You could smell Aline when she'd come into the county.
It's true. And, you know, she made everyone feel psychic.
It was wonderful. Yeah, because she'd be dizzy.
She's coming.
She's close. You know, when they used the word intoxicating to describe fragrances.
There you go.
That was a classic example of that. It was intoxicating.
Between that perfume and that frizzy hair, that was a walk-in, talk-in fire hazard.
I believe we used to give up 3 days of the show a week.
Mama.
To have that carny come in and talk to our listeners. Although I'll say this, you little brains. Y'all used to eat it up with a spoon.
Yeah, they loved it.
And listen, we did too.
We dug it too.
We did too.
Yeah. Well, when you find someone who genuinely has the sight,
the gift. She had it.
Oh, no, I was referring to the way her son worked the phone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you don't know what we're talking about. There's a sweet old psychic named Alan Cunningham.
Uh-huh. Labor
law. We used to have on our show. And she looked like Mrs. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
She really did.
Yeah, she did.
And she would come in and say, oh, hello, darling. Hello, dear. How are you? And her
Mrs. Santa Claus with a lazy eye.
Her son. Her son is like the slickest used car salesman you've ever seen.
Right.
He'd be in the back room on the telephone. And we didn't find this out for the first 3 or 4 years that she was on our show. He'd be back there taking calls. And he'd go, hello, Don and Mike show. And it'd be like somebody going, yeah, I want to know if I'm going to have a good job in the future. No, that's not good. Now, listen, here's the deal. You tell these guys that you want to have sex with your sister.
Well, I don't want to have sex with my sister.
You just tell them that, and then after they talk about that, then you throw in the thing about your job. I mean, this is how the guy really would prep these people to come on the air with us.
Right. One time I heard this, no one wants to know where your car keys are. How about this? You bought a wedding ring, and you had a fight with your fiance, and you want to get the ring back, but you can't find it. So it's the wedding ring. Mom won't tell you where the keys are, but you got to find the wedding ring.
You'll get your keys.
You just go along with my story now. Don't you fly.
Mama. We would have her on the show, and it would always be the same thing. We'd say, okay, this time she's only going to be on one day.
Remember all the time we'd all get our individual time with her? Remember how stupid we
why
were?
Why do you have to tell that?
We were such carnies ourselves, like hucksters, and what she'd say like would have any kind of merit.
Yeah.
Gee, Aline, what do you think about our contract negotiations?
Aline, thank you for telling me that the marriage will last.
She told you that?
Thanks. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just thought it would be funny. But see, you asked if she really told me that because you were curious.
I was.
You logged some time with her, too, didn't
never
you?
Never had a reading, I don't think.
Never had a reading?
Listen, I think we all had to go in and do our penance with her. Everybody had to go in and just say, you know. And I always stuck with the standard, what do you think about the show?
Right.
And she would put on that, like, although she didn't have a turban on.
Oh, they're big. You're going to do big things when I see television.
She'd close her eyes. She'd go, yeah, same thing. Oh, you and Mike. I'm telling you, I get good feelings about this.
I see television in your future. Yes, you're going to host the CBS Evening News. That's what I see. I truly do see that. My time when I'd have my private time was always longer, and it was more special than any of you guys. And,
that's true. But
I had a special relationship.
You sure did, Big Daddy.
Yeah, she was something special.
So we would have the psychic on, and Mike would bang her. And
it was great. God, she was good.
And the deal is that we'd always say, let's have her on just one day.
Uh-huh.
And then the phones would go crazy the whole time we were on the air. Like we're giving away $1 million or something.
And she'd do private readings, too.
Yeah.
Her routine was to come into town, do a little radio, get these private appointments lined up, and then let people go to her hotel. Right?
She'd be in town like for a month after she'd been on our show.
Right.
She'd be parked at camped at some hotel where she would have, you know, listeners of our show who had made appointments weeks in advance.
She kind of hopped around from hotel to hotel
until
they burn on her, you know, right?
Oh, yeah. We always go, how you doing, Aline? We're doing great. Don and Mike, I want to tell you, down at Siemens Brunch, down at the Wharf Hotel.
The plugs.
S I E M A N S. Like not
right.
Not the bad Siemens, you know, or S E A M A N. If it was a
fish joint. But she would throw that plug in, and you know they're so nice down there, and they all love your show. They love your show,
and they want you to come down for the brunch on Sunday.
They have the best crab legs, and they wanted us to say hello.
Now, if she's a psychic, how come she didn't know we thought she was full of crap? And do you remember the very end? At the very end, I don't know if we ever talked about this, but she would close her eyes.
Oh yeah.
And we would be in the studio, and she would close her eyes.
Yeah.
We'd both give her the finger.
Right. Yeah, just for being fun, you know, like when somebody's not looking.
Right.
It was great. And we'd hold up signs, too. We hold up signs. Horrible things. Horrible things.
Not that bad.
She was a psychic. We figured she'd know. You know,
right.
I was like
turning
to the devil or something.
Fair test.
Put those signs away. Never happened.
Hold up signs with things that we wanted her to do, either to herself or to us.
She was quite a lady.
And it would really get to be a trick, because it wasn't enough while she had her eyes closed to give her the finger. Then we started having to write notes, and then we had to write them on these big industrial-sized index cards.
Right. And Dom wasn't content with just holding up the note. Dom would like to reach over the console and get the note like 2 inches from her face.
This is what you're right. That's what I
And then she'd
most.
Always look up and look at me, and I'd be like doubled over laughing.
She'd be like right here on mic 4.
Right.
I'd be leaning like this. She'd be talking to some prank going, I'll see good things for you. Meanwhile, I'm holding up a sign that's way over like this. I got a half an inch from her face.
Right.
And we'd wait until she opened her eyes and pull it back, and you're right.
She might have caught the one that said die.
Oh, no.
It was just a joke.
It was just a joke.
It was
an exclamation point.
It might not have just been die. It was die you.
And also then maybe a variation. Why won't you die?
Right.
Like when we were in the Goodfellas thing.
Right. You hag or something like that. It was, you know, just simple stuff. Yeah. It was childhood pranks.
And we always thought if she was a true psychic, when we got off the air, when we went to break, she would say something like, you disgusting boys and your signs.
Don't play those games. Stop that and put those away. And then we'd be like, woo.
Yeah, wow, she really knows.
I still think she could see through her eyelids. She was reptilian in that way. But a very sweet. Yeah. When you stripped all the psychic crap away, she was just a sweet.
Yeah. When you strip it away, Mike. Yeah.
Don't forget. I did many times.
Strip it, Ali.
Right.
Don't forget. You like tapping that thing.
Yeah.
Well, all THANG.
All psychics are a little crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy in the head.
Crazy in the bed.
You and Ali Cunningham.
She was a minx.
You boned her.
And we used to have that joke, too, when she'd come in. We'd always talk about my relationship with her.
Right.
And I'd always do the really long hug.
Ready for the big hug.